This next Valentine goes out to Louis Armstrong. Thanks to some nimble engineering, Mr. Armstrong has a new song coming out, complete with a whole new band. So what? He's been dead for nearly 40 years. Here he is, singing that old chestnut, Rocking Chair.
Old rocking chair got your father. And your cane by your side.
That's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band playing backup. The song is on their latest CD, which comes out on Fat Tuesday. Earl Cianno III is the engineer who's going to explain this trick of time. He joins us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Louis Armstrong recorded Rockin' Chair a number of times. It seemed like one of his favorite songs, right?
Yeah, there are a bunch of recordings of him doing it, and several recordings of him doing it with Jack Teagarden as a duet, which is what these vocals came from.
Oh, good. So let's hear it.
Old rockin' chair's got me.
Old rockin' chair got your father.
Cane by my side.
And your cane by your side.
How old is this original version?
I think it was 1962.
This is a fabulous recording, actually. It just sounds like you're actually sitting in a rocking chair with Louis Armstrong and the great trombonist Jack Teagarden.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are really playing off of one another. And it's actually, if you listen closely, you can hear some audience laughter and stuff in the back. So it was a live recording.
Now, look at Father. You remember old Aunt Harriet, don't you? I know you remember.
Yeah, I knew her pretty well.
I know you did.
But not that well.
Tell me, how did you manage your feat, which is teasing out the Louis Armstrong vocal and then sneaking in the Preservation Hall Jazz Band musicians?
We did it in a few different phases. The first one was to make sure that we had enough of Louis' vocals that we could work with. And we went through and isolated all the snippets that were him. Then what we did was brought the band in to record. Got a tempo reference from the original recording so that they would be playing at about the same tempo, and let them play the backing track.
Now you can't get from this cabin. Now you can't get from this cabin. No, mother, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, who's on trumpet on your recording?
That is Mark Brough. He's the trumpet player now for the Preservation Hall Band, has been for a few years now.
That's quite a burden of responsibility for Mr. Brough, isn't it? To replicate an Armstrong horn.
He was pretty diligent about it. He spent a lot of time listening to original recording and the solo that Louis played on that, not wanting to copy it verbatim, but wanted to really capture the same spirit. I think he did a good job with it.
When you hear a horn playing, can you immediately tell if it's Louis Armstrong who's playing it?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
What's the tell?
It's like someone having an accent when they're speaking, you know? There's just slight little differences that you pick up on and you identify with them.
Earl Cianno III engineered a new record for the Preservation Hall Jazz Band called Preservation. It's out this Tuesday, and the proceeds will go to benefit Preservation Hall and its programs in New Orleans. Mr. Cianno, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.